back with Gary. Gary Henry,
yes,
fit
sir.
For the call.
Yes, sir.
Operating at the moment out of Stouffville. I asked him a question before the break as to when does he share, or when does he find his feelings shareable? Is he able to take a raw feeling, go to someone he trusts and talk about it? Or does it sit around and stew for a bit and go inside and fester and create all kinds of problems, like most of us do? Where are you at on that, Gare? How do you handle, in the moment crises that affect your feelings and how you feel about who you are?
I have to take a good step back before I have to really think about what I say and how I react. There's times when it's very painful, but I got to take it with me and, pray about it. It's not easy. Like I said, it's every day. It's like you got to die to self. I got to take myself, selfishness, out of the equation and think about that individual, about maybe they didn't think before they spoke or what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And have that grace for them before I, get upset.
Yeah.
Right? Because it just takes one word and it'll destroy everything.
Yeah.
Just one word can destroy everything. But if I receive it, I take it, and I put it down, I pray about it. It's not an easy thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be done. Right? Like I said, if somebody comes and says something to me because they need to get it out,
yeah.
but they didn't mean to say it in the way they said it, but they just had to get it out,
yeah.
but my reaction can determine if they want to live
mm-hmm.
or not live. And I've
experienced
that.
It's a good thing though, right?
I mean, yeah,
it's a good thing, even if the expression
yeah.
has a negative tone, the
yeah.
expression of a festering,
yeah.
buried piece of anything
exactly.
is a real good thing. So
exactly.
you got that right, man.
But you know what? Right. And the thing is this too, a lot of the time as well, it's not that people are asking you to fix a situation, but they're asking you to validate their feelings.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
If like, you can validate their feelings and say, no, hey, this is the way I've been feeling. Well, no. Just say yes. Validate what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily asking you to fix it.
Do you find that listening is probably a huge key? Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Not only listening, what I've tried to practice in the last few years,
yeah.
more like months probably, yeah. is to be mindful in every sense of that my listening is mindful. In other words,
yeah.
that I'm giving whomever I'm speaking to or,
that space.
Or group or no, but not only the space, but I give them all of me. You know what I mean? So that,
yeah.
so that when I'm looking at them, when I'm talking to them, that I am being who I am to the best of my ability. And I don't plan to say all those things, but that's who I try to bring to the table so that there is nothing about me that's covered up
yeah.
very much anymore, you know, and that I stay up to date by following our program really, which in the last month we spent the whole month learning how to handle situations as they come up. As opposed to putting them into a box until we got a box full, not realizing
yeah.
that box full may be enough baggage to bury us. So, you fit into that along those lines somewhere? Or?
Oh, you know what? Like I was, I alluded to my upbringing, things that I went through
mm-hmm.
that I had to bury for years, decades, and it was not easy. But, you know, thank God in His grace. Again, I have to mention God because otherwise I would not be here.
Yeah. No, I understand that. It's I'm always, the only thing I'm always saying is, you know, he who seeks eventually finds, you know, and, you know, and I don't have to say it in King James way either. It's
right.
Those out there who are hungry, those are the people I want to be with. Because,
yeah.
And if they're not hungry, I want to help them get hungry. Because if they don't get hungry, they're probably going to die, you know. So,
yeah.
So we had a lot of work to do out there, Gary. You know.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, you talk about fit for the call.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to me. It's because I take a joy in doing it. There are many other things I could be doing.
Yeah.
But I'm not called to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the know-it-all. It's just my passion that I could do from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
and a dear senior years ago. She said, Gary, do everything from your heart, because if you don't do it from your heart, it's mechanical. The Bible says, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. So this is where it comes to, I want to give you my all, not some.
Yeah.
I want to give you my all. You see me here sitting in this chair, in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you see me in the gym or on a field or I'm training somebody, I'm a totally different guy. I'm like a big kid. I'm in it. Let's go. I am passionate about what I do.
I think you were really passionate the day you dropped 104 on your big toe there.
No, my God.
Sorry.
You know, he always goes back to this story that I did not drop the 130-pound dumbbell on my toe. The guy...
How come it gets heavier all the time?
It was 130 pounds
okay.
on my great right toe, not big toe.
Okay.
So, yes. So, it's passion. You can't fake passion.
No.
You can't fake it. You can't fake your passion. Patty can't fake it. No. And Patty, you see, when Patty is the producer of this show right now.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you see what's going on behind the scenes, I'd be like, wow. I mean, Patty's an awesome woman. I gotta say the right thing about my cake.
You better talk about Jennifer up there too.
Thank you very much.
I'm coming. And Miss Jennifer, another lady here who's also a producer. These ladies are amazing and they have passion. And I'm sure if we were to ask them a question, what's your passion and how do you do what you do? They can tell you. And you'll know because they gotta say it from the heart.
What would you do if they said men?
Okay, so listen. So, did you hear what Jennifer just said? It's a whole other show. So, I think we're on thin ice right now.
Yeah.
So,
these things just came out, folks. I promise I don't make them up.
So,
they just come.
So, you know what? What we really want to do, we just want to reach out to the community and everybody else around the world. Everything we're doing here is straight up from the heart. You know, I'm not no big talk show host. I'm just happy to be here and to be able to have this opportunity to reach out to people that I can't even see. But one thing I do know is that this impacts at least one soul somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somebody is saying, hey, they're speaking my language right now. Somebody gets me. Somebody understands, and I'm not going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that individual, you're not going crazy. There is help for you, mm-hmm. and you can cry out. There's one you can cry out to, and believe in him, seek him, and you'll find him, just like I did. There was a time when I would pray.
Don't get preachy now.
I don't get old, Jesus. Don't get nervous. It's a free service. I'm not going to preach.
I hear you, bro.
I reach. Yeah. I reach.
You got it good. Let me tell you, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
A regular diet of both spirituality, physicality, whatever else you want to put into it.
Yeah.
What's a good way to attack that? I mean, we talk about churches and mosques and in all these different things and places where people go to worship and that. You mentioned a church without walls. I like that because, you know, I've taken a lot of scripture to heart and especially when it says like two or more gather, that kind of thing, you know what I mean? I mean, we gather all over the place.
Yeah.
And, to me, that's important. And really, you hit the nail on the head when you said, isn't the answer love? And yeah, it is, I think, to all things. And if you really go out there, if I really go out there in a loving way, the return is phenomenal. I'm not talking about money or any of that kind of stuff. Just the reward. You talked about jails before, and people probably think I'm joking, but I'm happier and feel more fulfilled in a prison environment with people who don't get a chance to feel safe, comfortable, open, and able to express intimacy from a place like that.
Wow.
And they do that in my company all the time. Wow. Men and the women, when we go into the women's jail, and And I just feel like so blessed, if you want, that kind of terminology, so blessed that, that I see and feel those rewards most days of my life. And I think so many never see such a thing. And I think, you know what? I had to go to prison, to jail, to really feel, that, I was being, you know, properly exploited spiritually to the degree that I need to be. Yeah. And, for those who have any kind of passion like I do, find me, find Scott, two T's at, sharingtheburden.ca anytime. And, you know, if you want to tell your story, we'll get you around telling your story. If you want to, just be around and listen and see if you can get this feeling of expressing and so on. And we'll show you how to do that, you know, and know that we get together without a whole bunch of ground rules. I mean, we have a loose framework that keeps us sort of in line, but, we don't gather to push people into anything one way or the other. We gather so that we can together get healthier and stronger and not to go out and conquer, but to, in a sense, spiritually conquer whatever we have to come up against. And, and all I can tell you is for some reason it works. And sharing works, folks. And you bring some sort of spirituality into that sharing, and you're gonna hit the mark that you, as whoever you are, needs to hit. And I think that's the encouragement more than, you know, come to my God or go to his God or do this or do that. Just hang around people who really make you feel appreciated and loved and listened to, and you'll probably find your mark, whatever that happens to be.
You know, if I can say this, one of the things that it just excites me is that I become friends with these people in not even an hour. And we're talking, and we're getting together. And I say, hey, are you a Christian? I go, yeah. And he goes, whoa, but I'm a Muslim. I said, oh, that's awesome, man. Great. Now listen to this. I said, we're having church right now. He goes, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having church right now. In the Bible, it says fellowship. So we're fellowshipping. And I said, it's that easy. Yeah. So people have a concept of what church is. They think of a physical building. Like we're here right now. And we're having so-called church on the air.
We've got a whole bunch of denominations right here.
Right here. But it's all love. It's all love.
Amen. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is.
All love.
Yeah. You know, if you can take that word as being the translation of the word know, and also know that know, is translated the same as what we use for sexual intimacy, then you know. It's the real deal, you know, and so that's what it means here by knowing and being known. If you can let yourself be known that way, you're going to go a long way, because your vulnerability will create a sharing pattern and a forum that'll build people beyond their imaginations. How's that? Right. Felt like Joel Osteen for a second there.
Well, you know what? I think I just saw a sticky note. It said PJ on it, which stands for Patty and Jennifer. Cake. It's called... It's called, there's a PJ cake.
You got 1 minute, that's buddy.
PJ.
Half a minute. Folks, I'm serious. We have to do a wrap here, and I have to cut my buddy off, but he comes by once in a while, so you'll hear from him again. And keep in mind, you want to get fit, find fit for the call. And with that, we're going to say,
so long. See you later. Love you on purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks all for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.